last off, we are in the 16th perek, page 308 in the art scroll, two lines from the bottom, but we'll give a little bit of a introduction. And in the Feldheim Kufhei, the green Feldheim, page 105 Kufhei, the third paragraph. And thank you. And we continue as it says, Ukinian Chamber of Blazer, Shay Magala Tevel Chazet, Fahim, and Doimel Mishakfo Shade, Shloya Nena Klau. So he said, my Amaisa well, Menea Mitzvah Vavoida is when it, Rabbi Eliezer, as we were talking yesterday, that what, you could have two people doing the same exact Maisa, you could have two people doing the same exact action, and one has Kavana Latoiv, and one has Kavana for Lira. It's the same exact, or not Ra, but definitely not for good. And Rabbi Eliezer, it says that when he was when in Ben Ishli Ishtoi, so it says it was he was very pure, and he did it only for the mitzvah alone. Which means in all of your ways know Hashem. In all of a person's ways you know Hashem. You could have two people eating the same food, like we said yesterday, you can have one guy eating three slices of pizza, five slices of pizza, and you say, look at this guy, he's eating so much. You can have another guy who's eating a small kazayas of something, but the one who's eating the kazayas is not having proper intentions of why he's eating. And the guy who's eating a lot could be having pure intentions. The same with learning. You could have one guy who's learning 10 hours a day, 15 hours a day, and his kavana is that people should give him kavod, and he should this. And then you have another person who's learning 5 minutes, and it's lishma. He's doing it for the right reasons. Now, even though I mentioned ruchnius, he's talking about just physical. When a person does physical, I'll tell you a story that just happened today. It's a little bit personal. It's not the forum to do this, but I'll just say quickly, I went for a testing, Baruch Hashem, everything good, had to go on a treadmill, and I went on it, and I was mamish thinking not the entire time, I don't want to sound so, but I was thinking, v'nishmartem mo'oid l'nafshei seichem. So I was on a treadmill going, saying, okay, I'm doing this for Hashem. When a person does a maisa, physical maisa, a person does something physical, and he thinks that I'm doing it to give me kochos, I'm going to sleep for this, I'm eating for this, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and you have Hashem in mind, and you have it for the right reason, it changes the entire action. Kain shayach taharas machshav maisa matarim kol levar yisparach shmoy l'shoy yisrach menav lo yeh mishal ha-yitzer. So there are two areas. There's gashmias and there's ruchnias. There's when you're putting your tefillin, and there's when you're eating food. And both of them need your taharis aliv, which means your internal, as it says, rachmana libabai. What does Hashem want? Hashem wants my heart. This is the inyan of lo lishma. V'ulam kfar nisbar devarcham sheish minim shonim shaloi lishma. So there are different levels of not doing things lishma. The worst, we know, hara mikulam u'sheinenu oivid l'shem avoid the klal. The worst is that you're doing something, nothing for Hashem, no good intentions at all. Ela l'ramais b'nei ha'adam u'laharviach kavod ha'mamon, which obviously is the worst. That's terrible. You're doing everything to trick people. It's better that he wasn't born, this person. It's disgusting. We know that it's disgusting if somebody is putting on a show. That, of course, is the most extreme, that your intention is for bad. The second level is a person is acting and doing things in order to get something. I'm doing it in order to achieve something. That already is a little bit better, because Chazal tell us you're supposed to do things for ulterior motives so that it'll bring you to do things for the right reasons. Now, of course, that's not the goal. The goal, the end, is not to be doing it shelo lishma, but the shelo lishma is there in order to help you become lishma. Achal koponim, mishlo yegi adayim dok shelo lishma lishma, rachukum mishlo musay. The goal is to do it lishma. Lishma means that I'm doing it for the right reasons. I could start off not 100% doing it for the right reasons. As long as my end goal, the Ramchal says later in Derech Hashem, he says in Derech Hashem, that if the Rishayim would continue learning Torah, and they would continue learning Torah, Torah is so holy, if they would continue learning Torah, even though it's not Lishma, eventually it'll become Lishma. If a person has a one percentage, 0.001%, it'll eventually turn into more and more. Number three, so the first Madrega, of course, is the worst. It's when a person is doing things to show other people. The next level is you're a normal person. You're doing it for ulterior motives a little bit. You're not doing it to fake people out, but you're human. On the Masha Turkalam Yosir Yunum Locharabo, who Taruvas is a dinal shalfama, the Mayukhvaizum it's a lishma mamish. Sometimes this is very difficult. Sometimes a person is doing something lishma, and then you catch him and you say, "Wow, I see what you're doing." And what happens is we ruin it sometimes. We ruin it because the guy is doing it totally lishma, and there's a little bit, something in there that you become self-conscious, or you see that someone sees you, and that takes away from the purity of what you're doing. Even if you don't do it, that people praise you. You're happy that people are praising you, so it's going to encourage you to do more. Now again, that doesn't mean that it's bad to do that. It's just to be aware what my percentage of my focus on Hashem is, and what's my percentage of my focus on ulterior motives. She walked a certain way, and when people say, the natural thing, he says, "Oh wow, you look so good. You look so good the way you're walking." So you become more self-conscious. You could be more lishma, but the natural thing is when people start talking to you and start noticing you, it's very natural to start doing it for other reasons or ulterior motives. Hare Hatosef is then noilad mikoich hashvach sheshipchu. Obviously, it's a small percentage. You can't call it totally pure. Right? The Gemara Menachah says that a person has to have the flour really clean. Unbelievable. So the Ramchal tells us that it's quality. Quality, 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 quality. When a person, that's again why you can never judge someone, because you never know what's inside someone's heart. You never know what a person desires and what he wants and what he's thinking about when he's davening, what he's thinking about when he's learning. And a person who's doing, you have two people doing the same exact maisa, the same exact action. And this person, right, you wonder why the gedolim and the tzaddikim become the tzaddikim. Anyone can learn, you know, a certain 18 hours a day, whatever it is. Obviously, it's hard, but it's not, and daven and all of that. But it's the eichus, which is the quality. It's the relation with Hashem. It's something that is so pure within each and every person. We're only 9 minutes, 31 seconds. Hashem should help us all. We should be zocha to at least try to get fully lishma is difficult, but at least to try to check in ourselves, to look in, and to see what my intentions are. Less than 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away and at bay.